Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest trader, Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1347, recorded New Year's Eve 2011. Old Lang Crap. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, visit Netflix.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick.
I never know how to begin this show.
Hello?
Hello! I'm Leo Laporte. You may remember me from such shows as The Screensavers, Call for Help, The Lab with Leo, and others. Today, I'm joined by Dick T. Bartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, and the Gizwiz. How do you like that? Is that good?
That sounds perfect.
Hello, Dick!
Hey, Leo, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Episode 1347, our last episode of the year.
That is correct.
This is not a rerun, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a test. This is an actual episode. Were this a test, you could run screaming from the room, but no, you're stuck here. You're stuck here for the next hour or so as we recap our favorite gadgets of 2011. Is that right, Dick?
Yeah. You know, a lot of gadgets, we test them and then either put them in the closet or, if they're expensive, send them back to the company. But these are gadgets that we talked about and then ended up liking enough to constantly use.
Yeah.
So I thought we'd run down a bunch of those. And you have a couple of yours. And I have one absolute piece of crap I'll also talk about.
Oh, good.
Do you have any crap in your life?
Yeah. Let me think. So I will do a couple of gadgets that I'm still using that I really like.
Good, that I use every day.
Then maybe one, just like one that I do, actually. I have my most...
It just came to him in a flash.
It did. It came to me in a flash. My most embarrassing gadget of the year.
Ooh, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, one that I will apologize for until my dying day.
Wow.
That's how bad this gadget is.
Okay.
How about that? That's coming up today on the Gizwiz. Let's start with the before we do that. We've got to start with a happy new year, Dick.
Well, happy new year to you.
It's new year.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, is there a dropping of a ball in Petaluma? Did they drop a chicken from a tree?
we drop a chicken to see if they can fly, and they never can. We get up on the roof of the Twit Brick House and drop a chicken off. No, I don't do that. A couple of years ago, I went to a New Year's Eve party.
Okay.
And it was about 9:30 or 10, and the party was really getting going, and I attempted to do the splits. An attempt which failed. Yeah. Didn't go so. My friend, Frederic's husband, Pete, he was doing fake splits. You know, there's a way to do it where you bend the knee and it looks like you're doing a split, but you're not actually doing anything. And I didn't understand. And so I attempted an actual split just to keep up with Frederic's husband, Pete.
Wow. I would pay to see that video.
Frederic's husband, Pete, survived. I did not. I got to a certain point on the lowering of the groin, you know, because that's basically what's happening is your legs are going apart as your groin lowers to the floor. I got to a certain point, maybe 3 feet still off the floor, where I realized things weren't going well, and attempted to convert the split into a flop. I fell over. Unfortunately, the injury I sustained happened before that. And so I limped home. That was 9:30. I limped home and I was in bed by 10. And it was so good that ever since I've gone to bed by 10 every New Year's Eve.
Really? Do you always start with the split?
No.
Or do you just...
I realize I can eliminate the injury and just go straight to bed. Further preventing other injuries that would undoubtedly ensue were I to stay up to midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not called a split, well, says Loquacious. It's called a splot. Splotted my way to... That was the year 1999. And ever since, it's been downhill from there. So, no, often our friends will gather for a dinner party and then a dance party. And I think that is what's going on tonight. But, you know, I have to work in the morning. I have a show to do. And we also have to... I have to keep an eye on my son. He's 17, and he's just recently discovered the joys of staying up to midnight partying. So I want to make sure that I'm around.
Just now? This is... Well, like his first midnight?
No, he's probably been to a few New Year's Eve parties. He just got back. Actually, they got in a little bit of trouble. I think I have video, actually. He just got back from, maybe I told you this before I left. By the way, we didn't do a show last week. We did a best of, right?
Yes, the worst of.
There was no
best of. The best of was 53 seconds.
I didn't miss anything, in other words.
No. Oh, no.
That's a relief. what was I saying? Oh, so he...
they got in some trouble?
He didn't get, per se, he didn't get in trouble, but he was on the bus that got in trouble. So there's this event he went to, and went to last year, where a bunch of high school students, like 1,000, all go to Park City, Utah to go snowboarding. And he loves this. It's so much fun. And they all get in buses. It's put on by a group called SWAT, SWAT. Well, apparently they stopped in Elko, Nevada, to have dinner, and some of the kids got off, and they were smoking pot, I guess. So the Elko police swooped in on them with drug dogs, and they raided the buses. There were 5 buses, and they took off garbage bags of booze. I mean, these are kids, booze and pot and drugs and all sorts of. They didn't arrest him. He said, "We only have room for about 40 juveniles. We couldn't arrest them all." So they just gave him a stern talking to and sent them on their way. Now, I don't know I don't think Henry was involved in any of that, of course, but he was on that bus. And I think that's the last year they're going to do that. I was seeing if I could find the story because it was on all the local news. I was seeing if I could find the video. Anyway, so I thought it'd be good to stay home tonight and just keep an eye on the boy.
Yeah, I doubt if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's the last year they do that, probably. No, but he's a good boy. I don't think he was doing anything. I don't think he's doing anything.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, no, he is.
No, I'm just going to run up to Central Park and see the fireworks they're expecting a million people in Times Square.
So they do. You don't want to go to Times Square. You told us this last year. They pen you in. You have to arrive by noon, and then they assign you to a cyclone fenced in quadrant, and you can't leave.
They do block after block after block until they run out of people. Yeah, it's really going to be because it's going to be in the mid-40s tonight, so it's going to be very mild. So they are expecting a million people.
A million people. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm sure most Manhattanites go nowhere near Times Square.
No. No, there's fireworks and a race in Central Park. I just go for the fireworks part.
Although I have to say it is a tradition to watch Dick Clark's balls drop. Anyway.
Yeah,
how old is Dick?
Like that.
This is his 49th. I think this is his 49th New Year's Eve, rocking New Year's Eve.
Right. Gives
a new meaning to the word rocking.
Rocking chair. That started back in the days when Guy Lombardo was dating.
Right.
And they wanted something for the youth, so they started rocking New Year's Eve.
Oh my goodness.
It goes on forever, and it's Lady Gaga.
I might watch that. Maybe because I'll be home. I'll turn on the TV and I'll. But then now you're saying they
wild and wacky. Stay up till midnight.
Sure. And if I could find Guy Lombardo, I'll watch that. Do you? Who's doing these fireworks? Is this the city of New York? Does this?
You know, it's put on by Emerald. We're back to nuts again. Emerald Nuts sponsors a.
So you got the ball drop, or you got the Emerald's nuts.
Or the nuts.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing in the park from 10 o'clock on. There's dancing in the park at the band shell in Central Park. Then there's a costume party contest at 11 p.m.
Wow.
And then there's a four-mile run through the park that starts at midnight. But before the race starts, they do about 15 minutes of fireworks. So it's a great way to welcome in a new year without... tremendous crowds. As a matter of fact, I cheat. I just go to the edge of Central Park, and you can see the fireworks just fine. There's no crowds involved.
So sounds like fun. I guess these are at midnight. You have to stay up to midnight to do this.
Yeah.
But that for you, that's nothing.
Like lunch.
I forgot.
I have lunch, and then I go there.
I forgot. You're a late riser. That's one way put it. Yeah. So what we're going to do, as we mentioned, we're going to go through the gadgets that we're still using. Here we are at the end of the year, and we still love them. Why don't you start with something?
Okay, one gadget that I use constantly is from our friends at Extreme Mac, and it's the little micro dock. The micro dock is a docking station for the iPhone and the iPod. It does a couple of neat things. It's a charging station, but it adds two very small speakers. You download the app. Now, you don't need the docking station to use the app. But when you have the docking station, the controls for your iPod, volume, next track, everything, are actual buttons right on this device. And I use it next to, I have a big leather recliner, and I'm a big nap person during the day. I like to take a 20-minute nap or so.
Oh, that's and a so, perfect.
And also,
yeah.
This is perfect for that. And also, it's great for trips. It's very small. It has built-in rain and ocean, so you can go to sleep with it. There are every kind of setting, how bright the clock should be after you fall asleep. And the sound is, for a little guy, the sound is very decent. List is $60, but I checked on Amazon just before we started recording. It sells for about $42 on Amazon. So it's Extreme Mac. 3-in-1 micro dock.
I think they make
so
great stuff.
So there's a gadget. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I think I viewed it early in the year, and I use it a lot.
Should we go to the video, go to the tape, as they say, for this next gadget?
That's a little further down.
Okay.
Oh, you know, no, that's okay. We'll do Tappy next.
This is something you continue to use.
You know what? I don't continue to use it. Dennis shows every guest who comes in the Tappy. It no batteries, no LEDs.
It's a pretty simple gadget.
It's a very simple gadget. And it's from a website called SpoonSisters.com. People love it for several reasons. One is it's incredibly cheap. You get two of them for $10. But the other thing is it's very clever. And it works very well, and we'll show a little bit of video about Tappy.
Oh, it's the people I told the kids with. I am hot.
You are.
It is 107 degrees out. I mean, it's only 75 in here, because Dennis has the air conditioner on, but I'm reacting to the outside temperature. Oh, but Dennis said I should get some water from his sink. So that's what I'm going to do. Except there are no glasses. Oh, I'm so thirsty. Oh, no. There are no glasses, just cups. What am I going to do? Oh, wait a minute. He said he had a new gadget. Something about the sink. He said, wait, squeeze the gadget on the sink. Squeeze the gadget.
This is stupid.
Oh, my word. It works.
Dick.
You can go out there.
An absolute Oscar.
It's a river water. That is pretty nifty. So I'm going to, let me just shut the water here and get this gadget.
Brilliant,
so it
brilliant.
Came from Spoon Sisters.
Brilliant. We get the idea. Brilliant acting. Dick DiBartolo, the Oscar for Heat.
Exactly.
So no, actually, so it's a good idea, and it's cheap, and it seems to be one of the most popular gadgets you've ever done.
No, absolutely. People just always drop emails going, I love Tappy.
Yeah.
And as Dennis pointed out, during the year, he realized you don't even have to squeeze it. Just put your finger at the very bottom of it, and it becomes instant fountain.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow. So he actually improved on the Tappy.
He improved upon it. Exactly.
Amazing. So that's two.
That's two. We have any commercials today?
We have one. We have one commercial. So keep going for a little bit. I'll tell you what. Before I do my turn the table turkeys, we'll do a commercial.
Yeah, okay, very good.
He hacked the Tappy, says Ken Shabby. Yes.
Also, a great reaction to the Dimplex fireplace insert.
I want this.
Yes, I said to Dennis, you know, a lot of people talked about that, and he said, people? Leah was talking about
it.
He had one.
Yeah.
So basically, it's logs, and there is no fireplace around it. Basically, it's for all the people who have non-working fireplaces. All you do is slide this in place, hook it up to power, you plug it into a wall. It should go directly to an outlet, because not only has it the best fake fire I've ever seen, but it also has a built-in 1,500-watt electric heater. So as guests come in and they walk toward it and go, is that a real fire? They'll actually feel the heat. It's $200. It has a high and low position, and it's called Dimplex Fireplace Insert. And as I said, on Amazon, $199.
And it's very realistic. I really, I begged to buy this, and Lisa wouldn't let me. She said it's too expensive.
Well, so
She keeps the money. It's okay. But we did our holiday Twit special, and I used the cardboard fireplace that I bought instead. It doesn't move. Here, actually, you can throw it to me here, because the beauty of this is...
Okay, did you get a can of Sterno to put in it at least?
We could have set it on fire. That's what we probably should have done, we could have just set it on fire. Here, John, just stand there and hold it behind me there, and that'll give you the full effect. And then we would have had... flames.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Very real.
Oh, want to see some acting? Oh, it's hot in here. Oh, hot. Hot fire. Hot.
I'm afraid.
Well, but the advantage of that,
I think the award still goes to the Gizwiz.
Yes. The advantage to this fireplace, $6.95, which, by the way, is about 3,000% profit. Because it's just a piece of cardboard.
Wait a minute. It's not three-dimensional?
No. It actually looks pretty good, though. I think it probably is as good-looking as the Dimplex. No, the Dimplex, actually, the flames move, right?
Oh, yeah. The flames, the flame effect is really great.
Yeah.
No, it's super.
All right. Okay. I'm keeping track. That's number three.
Okay. My next item is really great. It's called Swivel Light from Think Tank. It's available at Home Depot for $12.50. And this is, it's 15 LEDs on two panels that pivot, rotate, so that if you're working on any project, you can aim the light exactly where you want it. Runs on 3D batteries, which are not included, but the 3D batteries give nice weight to it as a base. And a three-way switch. You can turn on a single panel, both panels, and you can flip the panels so that one is in each direction. If you're at a camping site, you can aim them down so that two people can read or eat dinner, aim them up if you want kind of indirect light. It's pretty nifty. It's called Swivel Light.
About $10 to $20, it looks like, depending on where
you... $10 to $20, yeah. As I said, Home Depot, if you follow the link on my... All this stuff is on my website. The link at Home Depot is $12.47. The next guy, another cheapy gadget. By the way, I already put all of these up on my website. So if you want to follow along, just go to gizwiz.biz. The Motorola desktop charger. This I found at cellphoneshop.com, and it's a little standalone charger for charging the battery for my Motorola Droid app.
I buy these now for every phone. This is such a great idea. I bought one for the new Nexus.
Absolutely. Instead of carrying the charger with you and the charger cable and the AC cord, you just carry this little guy and just buy one or two spare batteries. And I just keep the little AC adapter plugged in near my desk, throw a battery in it. And then before I go on trips, I throw a spare fully charged battery into my bag along with this little charger. And it's a real easy way without even needing a dock. And it sells for $6. $6.
Yeah, no, this is a really, for if you're using Android phones where you have interchangeable batteries, it's a great solution.
Absolutely. So cellphoneshop.net, in case I said .com before. They are cellphoneshop.net. Now I'll do it in the middle. The El Piso Crapo, and crap not in a good way.
This is something you didn't like, I take it.
Yes, this is... It started out for about 30, maybe 72 hours it worked, okay? Something called Perfect Switch. Now, Perfect Switch, Dennis made a beautiful logo, illuminated logo. So when you come into the Disneyland studio, you're met by this 12 or 14-inch diameter GizWiz logo backlit.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, there's no on-off switch. And I saw this. Perfect Switch. You plug into this, plug the Perfect Switch into the outlet, and then a little remote control button that goes by the door. So when you come in, you hit that, and whatever's plugged into the lamp goes on, in theory. So it turned out that they say the range is 30 feet. No. 15, no. What? 12 feet might work occasionally. I ended up putting Perfect Switch pretty much right next to the device, which was okay.
That's perfect.
It was perfect. Yes, maybe that's what they call it, Perfect Switch. So as I came in and out, I could hit it on or off. So after 3 days, it crapped out. And I tend to buy spares of everything because once I hooked it up, I figure a spare, I'll just know exactly, put it in the same place. The spare ran almost for a week. And then I checked on Amazon, and people are saying, these really are crap. And there's another funny thing. They almost all have the same code. So if you happen to buy three of them, and they happen to work, and you happen to hit a switch, everything will go on, or everything will go off.
That's not good.
If you want it to or not. So Perfect Switch is
imperfect.
Perfectly awful.
It's not the perfect. Yeah. It's in theory. Not. In theory is the word. Is the operative in word. Theory.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I'll do one more and then we'll have you do one.
All right, good.
Okay, let's see.
I have several.
This one, I don't know if you bought one of these, but I'll just mention the name and you'll say, oh my God, yes. Pivot Power.
Love them.
Pivot Power. Yep. I just got my second Pivot Power. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday returning my remote control pillow that I decided. You see, you embarrassed
me. You returned that?
Yes, because
you didn't
of
mention
you.
That. Because of me.
No, because of you. Because
what?
Of you.
Why?
Because I said, this is going to be a perfect Christmas gift. And you said, well, wait a minute. You said it was hard to program, and now you're going to give it to someone else? And I said,
you're right.
Lisa, I'm not going to. So Lisa didn't get it. Tell Lisa the reason.
Oh, she's going to be mad. I bet she would have liked it, actually.
Yeah, she would have. Well, it's too late now. It's too late now. Anyway, while I was there, I saw Pivot Power on sale. It's $29.99. And Pivot Power, it is a power strip, 6 outlets. And each of the strips, each of the outlets is articulated. You can bend them so that each of the 6 outlets can take a full-sized transformer plug. And the other two other neat things about it, one is it has a flat plug on the end, so it itself doesn't take up a lot of space at the outlet. And it also has something I love on power strips is a really easy to see LED light, so you know there's power in the power strip.
Yeah, I think that's important. This is one of those Quirky products. You went and visited Quirky.
I went to Quirky, and the woman at Quirky, this is a quirk, by the way, if you have an invention or you think you have an invention or you want to improve an invention, you know, join up at Quirky.com. It costs 10 bucks if you submit an invention. I mean, 10 bucks, it is ridiculous. And then thousands of people vote on it, whether they would actually buy it. And then if Quirky, the people at Quirky thinks it's a workable thing, they will actually put it online and say, okay, we need 500 people who say they would buy this at a discount if we manufacture it. And then if they get that many orders, they go out and they do the tooling and they manufacture it. And the people who come up with the ideas share in the invention. And she told me the young man who came up with Pivot Power is
Jake Zien.
Going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They actually, what this is kind of neat on the site, they actually show the payout. So they say this the Pivot Power has been in stores 234 days. They've sold 184,000 units.
Holy.
Which means he's made $174,000 this year on the Pivot Power.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
Yeah.
And then there are lesser amounts because you can go in and say, you know what? I like that device, but I think it should have a flat plug. Maybe he didn't think of that at the time.
Or right.
I wish it had an LED pilot light. Maybe he didn't name it. Maybe someone said, oh, why don't you call it Pivot Power? All those people share in the profits.
I'm just going to see how long you'll go without saying anything. Are you hearing something right now, or are you just staring into space?
No, I was waiting for you to jump in and say, well, you know what, Dick?
You know what, Dick? I've got a piece of crap. I've got several things. I've got I've got two gadgets that I use every day. I've got a gadget that I like a lot that you gave me. I've got a gadget I like a lot that a listener gave me. And then I have one that I just, all I can do is say, I'm sorry. How about that?
Okay, good.
They're lined up in front of me, and we will do that in just a moment. Before we do, though, I would like to mention our friends at Netflix.com. And you all know Netflix. I don't have to tell you anything about it. Just visit Netflix.com/twit. You could try their streaming service for 30 days for free. It's only $8 a month after the first 30 days. And I'll tell you, it's wonderful. I was my friends at Tom Merritt and Eileen Rivera, who produces many of our other shows. I know they have Netflix streaming. You know why? They were up late last night. She tweeted, watching Friday Night Lights in a Friday Night Marathon. And I did the same thing. They have a lot of TV shows streaming on here. I happened to miss Friday Night Lights when it first appeared on television. And so I started watching it on Netflix, and it's fantastic. So all five seasons are on here.
Wow. You know, someone emailed me that if I like Stephen Fry, watch Kingdom, a BBC series. I've watched five episodes now. I love it.
See, isn't it fun? And you just watch these things.
Yeah.
Like candy. Good. I'm going to add this to my queue. I love Stephen Fry.
Oh, this show is very clever.
Oh, awesome.
He's a lawyer with a zany sister. I love Netflix. I watch it on my phone, down at the boat. I watch it on my
awesome.
Netbook. Yeah.
You know, the truth is, I think everybody already knows, and so we're really not getting a lot of money on these ads, but I still love it. Netflix.com/twit. You could do us a favor. Tell your friends and your family members about Netflix, and perhaps they will sign up and we can make a little money on this ad. Otherwise, Dick and I will just suffer with coal in our stocking. So you asked me at the beginning of the show, you said, Leah, why don't you talk about some of the products you've reviewed over the last 12 months and that you're still using. And there is no product, and this surprises me a little bit, there's no product that I reviewed this year, talked about this year, that I have used more since I talked about it than the iPhone 4S. Now, you remember that I was an iPhone fan when they first came out. I bought the iPhone 1 in 2007 when it first came out. I bought every iPhone since. But of the last maybe year, I've been using Android phones. You know, I loved my Droid X, my Galaxy, yep. my Nexus, my Galaxy S2. And so I'd kind of given up on the iPhone. And then the iPhone 4S came out. And, I thought, well, I'll review it. It's the same exact look and feel and weight and everything as the iPhone 4, which I had. But, boy, I fell in love with two things on this, and I'm still using it. I can't put it away. I can't change phones. One is, of course, Siri, the voice assistant. Spotty results because the Siri server seems to be down quite a bit. But I just love Siri for making an appointment, for setting a reminder. I can even tell Siri, remind me to call my mom when I leave work. It uses the GPS. It monitors my location. And as soon as I leave the building, it says, oh, don't forget to call your mom. I mean, it's things like that that are incredibly wow. useful. I also think that the camera on this, you know, we were just back visiting Abby in Massachusetts. That's why I wasn't here last week. And for Christmas. And so we had Christmas in this country inn. It was built in 1773. It's been in continuous operation ever since. Just beautiful. I brought a nice camera, but I never used it. And same thing in Paris. I never used it. I used my iPhone 4S. This 8-megapixel camera is good enough to do almost all of my photography with. So I'm just very happy with the iPhone 4S. I got to recommend it. Now, the only negative, and a lot of people have said this, the battery life. It's worse even than the iPhone 4. But I never noticed that because this is the other thing that I recommended this year and I continue to use. I've recommended it before for earlier iPhones. It's the Mophie case. It's a battery case. So I put it in here. Now, this is the newest Mophie, and I don't know if I reviewed this one. I reviewed the Mophie Air. This is the Mophie Pro. Let's see if I can get it in here. You got to slide it in just right. And then notice it has a 30-pin connector at the bottom. So the iPhone docks into it. This thing is a giant battery. It more than doubles the battery life of the iPhone 4. You charge it and the iPhone with a mini USB connector. I'll put the lid on. It does make the iPhone 4 bigger, but it's such a small phone. I don't mind so much. It does protect it. It's a pretty solid case, and it just adds so much battery life. So the way I do this is I have two of these Mophie cases. They're about $80 each, and I keep them on all the time. So the iPhone is always at 100% charge. I let the Mophie battery die, and then I just swap out the case. So when I get home at the end of the day and I want to go out at night, I just swap the case, and I've got a full charge on it. And so I basically go forever, and this iPhone never gets uncharged. And frankly, with the new iPhone, I think that's probably a good thing to have because the battery life is notoriously bad. So that's the Mophie. There's the Juice Pack Air, and this is the Juice Pack Pro, which is even more battery life. Adds a little thickness and weight, but boy, it sure makes a big difference. Let's not forget my duct tape, plaid duct tape, sent to me by one of our listeners. And I saved, I love this, I saved the envelope it came in because Becca.
Oh, the stamp.
These great tech stamps. So Becky, that was the letter of the year for me. Thank you. Those great stamps. And then I also wanted to mention this, and I owe you for this one. I think you gave me this last Christmas. This is the Jawbone Jambox.
Jambox.
And
yeah.
I've seen these everywhere. It's USB chargeable. It's battery. You turn it on, and it's Bluetooth. So you pair it to your phone. You can use it as a speakerphone. It's got a microphone built into it. But you can also use it to play music. And I just think this thing is the greatest. The sound is decent. It's not a stereo. It's not a Sonos S5, but it's okay. And it's very portable, very easy. I'll tell you where I used it on my cruise in February. Remember, I went to South America on a cruise. And I listened to audiobooks in my cabin all the time using Jambox from Jawbone and my iPhone. In this case, it was the iPhone 4, not the 4S. It just worked great together. Now, this is the only negative on this is its price. It's $200. It's kind of pricey, but it sure is great to carry around when you travel. It comes with a case and a USB cable. And because it's the micro USB, which everything uses now, including the Juice Pack, I just bring a couple of micro USB cables and I'm set. All right. Now the apology. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you remember? Yeah. I reviewed this. This rubber bracelet, also from Jawbone. It's one of the reasons I wanted to mention the Jambox because I like it so much. This is the Jawbone Up. I had reviewed the Fitbit, which is a little pedometer you put on your belt, and then it automatically, wirelessly connects to your computer and logs your steps. Well, I thought this was going to do it one better. The Jawbone Up, same price. It's $100. It's a, they say, water-resistant rubber bracelet you put on. It counts your steps, but it doesn't, unfortunately, it doesn't wirelessly sync. You have a little cap. By the way, lost quite a few of those caps, but you can order them a couple of bucks each from the folks at Jawbone. And then you can sync it up. There's an iPhone app that's designed just for this. That's one of the negatives on the Jawbone Up. You have to use an iPhone. It doesn't yet work with other devices. When it syncs, it'll keep track of your sleep patterns, your steps, and you can even add food and other things to it. I think it's a great idea. My Up still works. I love it. I think I have the only Up in America that actually still works. Jawbone suspended production and gave everybody their money back.
What?
These things were dead on arrival for almost everybody, including, and I feel terrible about it, Dr. Mom, Liz Romero. My review, I loved this thing. I recommended it, and mine still works. But it broke for everybody else. So Jawbone, to their credit, I have to say, acknowledged the problem. They said, yeah, we had a manufacturing problem. There were two bad capacitors. And they gave everybody their money back. They sent everybody an email saying, you can even have your money back even if yours is still working and you can keep using it. Well, we'll give you your $100 back. We felt so bad. And they suspended manufacture, and I'm sure that they're going to try to get this thing back on track. I thought this thing was going to transform the world. I thought I'd see everybody in the world be wearing these black rubber bracelets. Certainly a lot of the tech geeks that I know got them. And I don't know a single person whose Up still works except me. And by the way, I bought mine. I didn't get it from the company or, you know, get a loan or anything. I spent money on it. I just was lucky, I guess. One thing that, and I'm sure that, you know, so my apologies for anybody who bought an Up and you know, got ripped off because it didn't work. The good news is Jawbone really stood by. The company knows that it has a reputation to maintain. They stood by their Ups and they gave everybody their money back. I don't know what to say. I apologize. Mine, I had no problems. It still works. it's kind of, I feel kind of bad. It's just me, I guess. I'm the only one with a working Up. So there
You look, normally you would have lost that by now.
Well, and so that's why I liked it. The Fitbit, I have gone through, I lost by the way, I got another Fitbit. I lost it in Paris. I have now lost Fitbits at the San Diego Zoo, in Paris, France, in my washing machine, and I don't know where the fourth one is, but they're all gone. But I still have the Up because you wear it on your wrist. Right?
Wow.
I do think that people should probably not take the waterproof or water-resistant stuff seriously. They say you can wear it in the shower and everything. I never did that. I never believed that. Maybe that's why mine's still working.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
The Fitbit falls off. You know, it just clips on your belt. It just always falls off every time. So apologies for the Jawbone Up, but I do stand behind my other recommendations. So far, I haven't had to issue a recall on a single one of them. Except for
excellent.
This. Oh, wait a minute.
Excellent.
There's a guy in the chat room who has a Jawbone Up that works. Yay, there's two of us. Holy cow. So, Dick, do you wish to go to the gadget warehouse?
Well, you know, I have one more thing that
I love. Yes.
And then I have a pick from Fairway.
Oh, your doggy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
My doggy, yeah. Leo, go to hammocker.com, H-A-M-M.
Oh, we love Hammocker Schlemmer, don't we?
Hammocker, okay.
H-A-M-M-A-C-H-E-R.com.
.com and then type in faceless.
Wait a minute. Can I get this motorcycle with sidecar?
If you want.
Oh, all right. So what am I looking for? Faceless?
Faceless watch.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good idea on the face of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, people loved this.
Look at the cost.
$130. Wait a minute. That's not what it cost when you got it.
No. Mine cost $11.
What the hell?
Yeah, I have no idea, okay?
You got yours kind of off-brand Chinese version.
Well, you know what? It looks the same. It seems to work the same. I bought 10 of these. I gave these as Christmas presents.
Well, they thought you were fancy.
Now, I bought a really, really cheap one. And I'll tell you, the really, really cheap one, I believe that the actual mechanism is the same. And I'll tell you why. Because they're all programmed in sort of a strange way. You would think when you hit the button, you get the time.
Right.
Let me just do that. When you hit the button again.
Oh, that's neat.
You suddenly, you get the date.
Yeah.
And when you hit the button a third time, you get seconds.
Okay.
You would think it would go
time, seconds, date. Right.
Right. And just for last, I bought one at like 6 or 8 different places. They all light up exactly the same,
so
which makes me think
it's the same.
They're all using the same mechanism.
Yeah.
The really, really cheapy ones that they're now selling for like $3 are actually all plastic. I mean, the mechanism works the same, but all the earlier ones that were the expensive ones that with shipping were like $11.
Wow.
Were made out of metal, and the new cheapy ones are plastic.
You know what the Hammacher Schlemmer folks do that maybe is the reason it costs more than 10 times as much? You get a lifetime guarantee.
That could be, and maybe you get instructions. They just put these in an envelope and ship them away. There's no instructions. There's no nothing with them.
That's funny.
And also the one on the Hemeca website, it seems like the buttons you push in are rounded and a little more finessed.
Whereas they got some special made.
I think what happened was the buyer saw them, said we love these, but we need this done with them.
Yeah,
those are
rounded, aren't they?
I mean, I do not use this as my day-to-day watch, but it's a great thing to wear at press events. It'll be a great thing to wear at CES.
Right.
When people go, oh, what is that?
Right. $15 on Amazon if you look for Japanese-inspired blue LED watch with black wrist.
Yes, the blue, it blue and red, but the blue, it's a sharper image than the red. So if you don't mind blue, get the blue version. And
look at this. If you go to Amazon, you can get all of these. The Japanese-inspired blue LED watch with black wrist, the Iron Samurai red LED watch, the Ice Samurai blue LED watch, a total of, it looks like, 4 watches, just $28.42. Now, how much would you pay?
Are they on Prime?
No. They're being sold by Hitlights and fulfilled by Amazon, but no Prime delivery, it looks like.
Okay.
So there.
They mostly take like 6 or 8 weeks to come, but they're fun.
Really?
They're fun.
Wow. Maybe they're making them.
Not that long.
On
probably
demand.
three to four weeks. They come from Japan.
Yeah. Now, if they just put it up in there, I'd be set.
And now my dog's pick.
Okay.
This sounded like a joke. It was at a pet event. Thunder shirt. And the guy said,
I want to get one of these on
the booth. For dogs who are afraid of thunder and rain, I said, well, my dog is. Let's see the device. And he said, it's this coat. And I said,
what's
the coat do? And he said, no. He said, you know, think about when people are frightened, someone will hug them tight. And that's exactly what a thunder shirt does. It you have to, you know, send them the size of your dog's chest. And when you put them on, it has Velcro, a very large set of Velcro strips. But you make it very tight around their stomach. And Fairway has gone out in the rain with the thunder shirt on. Normally, when a storm is coming, she would be in the bathroom trying to get behind the toilet. I mean, she was shaking, shivering. Thunder shirt has really changed it, where rain doesn't bother her. She's had her dinner during a storm, where normally she would be too crazy to try and eat anything. So a hearty four box from Fairway for Thundershirt.
$40. I have to get one of these for Ozzy.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. It's 38, I think, right? Something like that.
$39.95.
Yeah, there you go. Thundershirt. And now
it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to step away from the radio and settle down for a trip down memory lane as we head to the place where gadgets go to die, Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
ho-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, here he is, the little old gadget keeper, Dicky D. Do you ever want this jam box back, by the way, for your warehouse?
No.
Good,
no.
I want to keep it. Yeah. Okay, good.
No, keep it. So, the verdict is still out. Now, I made room for this in the gadget warehouse at last year's CES. And actually, we'll find out in a week if they've come back. The gadget is called WeMe, W-H-E-E-M-E. And WeMe is a little battery-operated robot that runs across your back, in theory, to give you a massage.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. And I tried it, and I said to the guy, you know, like, I feel like a mouse is running across my back. Is there any way to change the pressure? And it, no, there's no.
No, that's, you're supposed to enjoy that.
That's the way it is.
It's good.
So it is almost within 2 weeks. It is 1 year later. I went to the WeMe website. You can still pre-order them. Okay, this is a year later. They are still on pre-order.
Well, we're working on getting that footprint a little heavier.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Cost is $69, and it said that if you want one, you should pre-order soon because they are only going to make a limited amount of them early in 2012. They're at dreambots.com. And I'm wondering if I'm going to look for Dreambots at CES to see if they've come back and if they've improved it or changed it or what the plan is. But that was an item that I thought isn't going to make it. So it could be that they just paid their bill for the website for a year and they're using it, but we wish them luck.
I hope they come to CES so we can mock them.
But you know what? I somehow have the feeling that there'll be other things to mock.
Yes. No lack.
No lack.
All right. I'm going to see. I'm going to try to play some Michael Jackson out of my jam box here. By the way, you were going to be at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. It starts the 10th. Of January. Yes. So it's just
First of all, we're doing a show next Saturday here.
We'll be here next Saturday because CES doesn't start till a week from Monday. Right.
Right. And then you fly out.
Well, here's the problem. You and I were going to do the weekly daily. Have they told you this yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I'm doing it with Sarah because you have invited to something.
I've been invited to dinner with the CEO of Ford. So I couldn't really say no.
I would say saying no would be a no-no.
Yes. So apparently it's not a very big dinner. It's just a few of us. So, I thought this is probably I should go to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, he invited a couple of tech pundits to kind of talk. I'm a big fan of Ford, and you have a Ford Mustang. I talk a lot about the Ford Sync. And so he wanted to get some of us together to talk about Sync and where Ford's going and what our thoughts are on the whole thing. So I couldn't really resist. So I apologize.
No, absolutely.
Because that's when we were, unfortunately, you know, that's when we were going to record the Gizwiz. But what will happen, we're going to do it just like we did last year. We'll go to the Showstoppers event, and we'll just look for some fun gadgets, and Sarah will be with you, and it should be a great time. And if I can, I'm going to get there.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Right
okay,
after.
Yeah, no, they'd asked me, was that okay with me? And I said, not have to work with Leo? Thank God. Something like that. Not in those words.
Yeah, right. Sarah's really happy, actually. She's looking forward to it. Oh, look. It's working.
It makes me feel like...
That's pretty good,
very
huh?
Nice sound.
Yeah, the sound is excellent on this. We could have a little dance party. And that's coming right off the phone, so that's kind of cool.
Wow.
By the way, I had one other thing that we were going to mention. That it's a review of a gadget that you recommended that we fell in love with. Go ahead, bring in the shark.
Oh, you know what, Leo? It is so funny. I have a little index card here.
Yeah.
That says, if Leo can't think of anything, ask him about Jambox and the shark.
So we mentioned them both. Now, this is the, what do they call it? It's the air swimmer?
Yes. Yes,
I think it ran into some bad air. I don't. It kind of fell
it's
apart.
Air swim is flying shark.
Yeah, we don't know what happened, but there is a theory. Because remember, we had Shark Week here at Twit, and I had this going through all the shows.
Yes,
and
yes.
There is a theory that Sarah Lane, when I wasn't looking, caught it and pummeled it to death. Because it's not. It's kind of falling apart.
Oh my word!
We found it. What? Buried beneath the balls in the back. So I don't know what that means, but it's not good. And by the way, you know, we have in studio with us Scott Eden. He's visiting from Sydney. And Scott bought his 8-year-old daughter an air swimmer. And what did you say? Within 10 minutes, it made its escape. Got out
the house?
Got out the door. I think it was going back to Sydney. I don't know. They have sharks there in Australia. So I don't know. But yeah, it's sailing back to Sydney. It escaped, and I guess, you know, even though you balance it so it won't rise or fall, it's supposed to just float. Yes. I imagine if it got outside with the wind, it's gone.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, don't let them absolutely out. Right. So, well, Happy New Year, Dick.
Same. Today's the last day to play the What the Heck Is It? By the way,
Gizwiz.biz.
6 hours.
Yep. Did we mention a gadget from your warehouse yet?
Oh, yeah, we talked about a pending gadget, the WeMe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember. Yeah.
Yes.
Not even a gadget yet, that's why.
I have a space for it.
We're saving room in the warehouse. Gizwiz.biz is Dick's site. When you go there, you'll find, of course, links to all of his picks. You didn't mention the micro dock, but that's in there from Extreme Mac. There's the fireplace. And when you're there, you know, you notice these badges on the right. Click the What the Heck Is It? Because... Is tonight the last night to play the...
Yeah, it's the November-December game, and then New Year's Day, a new one starts.
The Smurf toilet seat, if you can figure out what that is, you could win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine, or, of course, there's more of them for the funniest wrong answer. So make up a wrong answer. I think I should have won for Smurf toilet seat, but I've given it away now. So, and autographed by Dick, of course. Dick DeBartolo.
Yes.
How'd your auction go?
Leo, it was a disaster.
Oh, no. Oh, Dick, I'm so sorry. Wait a minute now. Here's the standard. You spent how much money shipping those old Mad magazines out?
$189.
Okay. So in order for this to be a disaster, you'd have had to make less than that.
Well, let's put it this way. Everything I had, including a very rare Japanese Mad that on eBay sold for $1,500.
Yeah.
The total take was $320.
Oh, Dick.
So then I have to pay the commission
and
the $189 FedEx. So I estimate I will come out with $100.
$12.95. Oh, Dick, I'm so sorry. But and you can't okay. Could you not set a reserve amount?
You know what? I didn't know that I could until I saw everything listed. And by then, the people at Heritage, you know, a lot of companies closed first of all, it was probably the worst week in the world to do it Christmas week and ending on Christmas Day.
Oh, dear.
And I kept sending out tweets, buy this stuff up because you can resell it for a lot more. I mean, things were going for $8. You know, 30-year-old Mads. So, the thing is, at least I know never to do a Christmas week. And I have to talk to them. Should I even bother? You know, maybe just sell this stuff for $5 each on my website. Oh. The only thing that was good is Mad 69, which is the first issue I ever wrote for, autographed by me, went for $50.
50? It should be 5,000.
Yeah, I know. But at least I have 10 other copies. So, you know, I if I could sell those at even at $50, it'd be 500. But it was, I was disappointed. I thought I'd come out with a couple of grand.
But, I'm sad. I am sad. As you would think, okay, with all of the promotion, the power of the Weekly Daily Gizwiz, we could have got it up there a little bit. But no. Oh, no.
No, I think it was the timing.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, do you have anything to toast with for another year?
I can toast with some nun caramels.
I love doing the Weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Oh, Dick, so do I.
It just makes my week, and I love the chat room and Twit, and God, it's just great. So here's to a happy 2012 for all of us.
Happy New Year, Dick.
Happy New Year. Oh, you know what? We never did a letter, but that's...
Who the hell cares?
We're ending the year by breaking a mold.
We're ending the year with the same I don't give a crap attitude we began the year with, and that's all that matters. Consistency. Dick, have a great year. I'll see you next year.
Bye. I'll be here.
Yay! Ah, who cares?
Who cares?
Who the hell